Ko moe awa tamanui France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Human rights activist John Minto says the flare-up of the war in Gaza has parallels with the Māori experience in Aotearoa. On the anniversary of the Yom Kippur War 50 years ago, fighters from Hamas and other Palestinian groups broke through the fences around what's been described as the world's largest prison and raided nearby Israeli towns and military camps, taking Israeli soldiers and civilians back into Gaza as hostages. Mr. Minto, who chairs Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa, says in the 10 months leading up to the last weekend, Israel killed 250 people, mostly teenage boys, during protests against occupations and harsh restrictions placed on Gaza. He says Palestinians see the same brutal face of colonization as was experienced by Māori, Australian Aboriginals and Indigenous peoples around the globe in past centuries.
They're being booted off their land, their houses are being stolen, they have no rights whatever, and Israel just continues to do this, to steal more and more land, because New Zealand and other Western countries let them get away with it.
John Minto says Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta has tried to get New Zealand to look at the conflict in a more balanced way, but she has failed in the face of a concerted campaign by supporters of Israel that any criticism is anti-Semitic. In other news, Māori Party President John Tamihere says Labour has failed to give Māori in areas with a high Māori population, like South and West Auckland, a reason to get out to vote. He says Te Pāti Māori has filled in the gap with policies like having a wealth tax, and it could also have a say in the Labour leadership.
If we get there with the right vote, I guarantee you there will be a wealth tax. I guarantee you GST will come off kai. And those are the transformational policies that reset the clock in this country. I know Hipkins has ruled it out, but straight after election, if he wants to continue that, and we've got to say, the Labour caucus are going to have to meet to pick a new leader, aren't they, if they want to govern the country.
John Tamihere says winning more Māori seats with a two-tick campaign is the only way Te Pāti Māori will get the leverage it needs with any government. And lastly, National is panicking over the prospect of a hung parliament. Despite 3 years of campaigning a huge war chest, it's not far enough ahead that it can form a government without making concessions to minor parties. And Deputy Leader Nicola Willis says that's a problem.
We've been concerned that there's been some complacency, that people have kind of accepted, oh look, there's going to be a change of government. And we want people to know, well, there won't be actually unless you vote for it. And so we're encouraging people to cast their party vote for National, because a vote for any other party does risk an uncertain election outcome.
Nicola Willis, and that's your Wātea English News.